As part of our ongoing work to try and address this issue of illegal and smuggled tobacco in retail shops, we came across the shop you mentioned, and using a sniffer dog, we had them indicate on a tiled concrete floor, and the dog was adamant that there was tobacco at that location. But in essence, from this concrete floor, what came up on two pneumatic rams was a metal cage the size of a kitchen cupboard that came out from the tiled floor, concealed with tiles on the top, that contained all of these cigarettes. And it was triggered by a clicker, the sort of thing that you use for your car or your electric garage. This is certainly the first time we've seen something as sophisticated as this in Medway. We've had secret panels in cabinets, we've had concealed panels in walls, but nothing that's gone to this level of sophistication. Part of the problem is the cheap price of this tobacco. It really impacts on local businesses who are selling the product at the genuine price, and that they lose vast amounts of money, not only with the sales of cigarettes, but also the ancillary sales that go with that purchase. And we had referrals from other local shops mentioning it, and generally that's a really good indicator that something's going on. Illegal tobacco that's sold in this way causes lots of problems. It causes problems for local businesses, and in turn that causes problems for the people who are employed in those businesses, because it makes them unsustainable. Also, the work it does seriously undermines the work that the public health team are doing to try and dissuade people from smoking. The availability and price of it just undermine that completely. We've also got other issues that these people are connected with kind of wider criminality. So in our neighbourhood, they're not the sort of businesses we want operating from those shops. An investigation's ongoing. We've worked with the landlord using the provisions under the Proceeds of Crime Act that deal with money laundering, and they've invoked a term in the contract that requires those people to vacate the property because they're undertaking a criminal activity. So it's brought to an end, that particular shop. We are trying to make a serious effort to make a change. It would be very easy to go into these shops and simply seize products and go through the cycle of the courts. But that doesn't change the circumstances. The profits that they're making are very large, and the fines and punishments that are available don't really discourage them. So what we've done is decided to step outside of that and try and remove the venues from these shops. It is extremely popular when we're in the shops. We've got people knocking on the door as we're seizing it, trying to buy it. You know, it is that popular, and there is that level of customers that are demanding this product. It is a very strange situation for Trading Standards to find themselves in, because there's a level of secrecy that we've never seen before, but also a level of obviousness between the trader and the customer that's really remarkable.